Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Israel's prime minister is dismissing calls for restraint following Iran's recent missile and drone attack. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will decide how to defend itself. The foreign ministers of Britain and Germany were in Israel yesterday in an effort to prevent an escalation of violence in the Middle East. The White House, G7 countries, and the European Union have all announced plans to impose new sanctions on Iran for firing more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel last weekend. Nearly all were intercepted before hitting their targets. The Senate has dismissed articles of impeachment against President Biden's Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the two articles stemmed from issues over security at the U.S. southern border.
The articles brought by House Republicans in February charged Mayorkas with willfully ignoring the law and breaching the public's trust. Republicans argue Mayorkas is refusing to enforce immigration laws. Democrats call the opposition a policy dispute and say it doesn't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors. Senators voted to kill both articles, largely along partisan lines. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski voted present on the first article. Republicans are eager to put border security front and center during this election year. President Biden's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border remains a weak spot politically for him, according to recent public opinion polls. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Afterwards, Republican senators, including Ted Cruz of Texas, accused Senate Democrats of abandoning their constitutional duty by dismissing the articles of impeachment without hearing evidence. Jury selection resumes today in New York in Donald Trump's hush money trial. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, some jurors were seated earlier this week.
Trump is facing 34 felony counts related to hush money payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. So far, seven jurors have been selected. All have said that they can be fair and impartial, and they range in age and in occupation. Some are teachers, others are IT consultants. Trump has pleaded not guilty and argues that this trial itself is election interference since he is currently running for president. The Manhattan District Attorney, who is prosecuting Trump, is also claiming election interference, except this time for the 2016 election. They argue the payments were used to stop information about Trump's personal life before voters took to the polls in 2016. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
Officials say 911 emergency phone service has been partially restored in South Dakota and areas of Nebraska, Nevada, and Texas. Las Vegas was among the cities affected. It's not clear what caused the outages. This is NPR News. A new report warns the governments of China, Russia, and Iran could be planning campaigns to weaken public confidence in U.S. elections. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the findings from a federal agency cite artificial intelligence as making it easier to create and spread disinformation.
CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, is urging election officials to continue working on educating more people about how elections work and get their official websites signed up for a .gov domain. The report, which cites NPR's reporting, warns bad actors could use generative AI to make fake images or documents to try to raise alarm about supposed security incidents. Bad actors linked to foreign governments may also try to spread disinformation through websites pretending to be local news outlets in the U.S. CISA recommends public officials make their personal social media accounts private, so bad actors have less access to their image or voice, which could be used to create voice clones and fake recordings. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
President Biden was in Pennsylvania yesterday, where he repeated his opposition to the proposed purchase of U.S. steel by a Japanese company. Biden was cheered in Pittsburgh at the headquarters of the United Steelworkers Union when he pledged his administration would seek to block the deal valued at nearly $15 billion. Japan's Nippon Steel is seeking to buy the iconic American steel company. Wall Street is coming off another down day for stocks. The Dow lost 45 points, the S&P 500 dropped 29, and the Nasdaq shed 181, or more than 1%. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.